intervention for urban health workers in Malawi. And these are my co-authors. I'd like to thank especially the ones who couldn't be here today. The purpose here is to examine the impact of the Mazaki-Di Mazaki peer group intervention on urban hospital workers, both in terms of their personal HIV-related knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors, and their work-related behaviors, both universal precautions and client teaching. This study took place at one of the four central referral hospitals in Malawi. So unlike the district hospital, this was a large and complex organization. Over 850 urban health workers took part in the intervention, which was nearly all the workforce at the hospital, including, again, both clinical and non-clinical staff. Workers were encouraged but not required to participate. This evaluation is a bit different from all the others presented today because the hospital workers were assessed with a before and after design without a control group. There was no comparable hospital that was sufficiently nearby to be used as a control group. So they were selected to include a variety of jobs, units, and shifts. The baseline occurred a month before the intervention, and the final evaluation occurred an average of 6.5 months after the intervention. So considerably earlier after the intervention than the previous. There were about 366 in the baseline and 560 in the final evaluation. In terms of demographics, about 39% were male, 58% over the age of 35, just under half had a secondary education, over 70% were Protestant, and we forgot to put marriage on, but most were married. There were no significant differences in any of these characteristics between baseline and the final. However, there was a significant difference in the job categories. There were more clinicians and technicians in the baseline than there were in the final, which was not really representative of the total workforce. So we corrected for that at the final evaluation. But this raised the possibility that differences could be due to type of job. So we examined all of these outcomes by type of job, but none of these were significantly different by job, so we're not presenting that data today. The same knowledge index was used for this study as the previous one. And again, the health workers had high knowledge at the beginning with over 80% correct, but then they increased significantly after the intervention. And I just want to remind you that that score is the average for all hospital workers, including the groundskeepers and the ward attendants and the people who mop the floors, as well as the health workers, the clinical workers. So. In terms of blaming a person with HIV, the health workers were asked whether a person was to blame who had HIV, and significantly fewer said that they should be blamed at the final. The same 10 items for condom attitudes were used that looked at reduced sexual pleasure, how well condoms protected, and whether they indicated promiscuity. The urban hospital workers also had a substantial and significant increase in their positive attitudes toward condoms. We looked at attitudes toward HIV testing, whether the person was afraid to know his or her status, and whether there was no point in being tested because there was no cure for AIDS. And again, there was a significant increase. This needs to be considered in relation to the fact that the opportunities for both testing and ARV treatment were increasing steadily through the research period. Self-efficacy for safer sex also increased significantly from the baseline to the final. So people had much more confidence that they would be able to practice safer sex. We then turned to personal behaviors. The hospital workers were significantly more likely to say that they had had an HIV test within the last year at the final evaluation. Nearly double the number had reported testing, although you can see that it's still below half. So more than half of all workers don't know their status. Testing opportunities for urban workers also were increasing throughout this period. We then asked if the person had discussed safer sex with their partners, and hospital workers were significantly more likely to have discussed safer sex with their partners in the last 2 months before the final interview than they were at baseline. We then looked at the same measure of risky sex practices. However, we found here that hospital workers did not show any change in their risky sexual behaviors from baseline to final. And I can assure you that we looked at each of those five individual behaviors as well, and there really was no change. However, they did report being more involved in community activities, such as talking to friends and neighbors, leading a discussion, such as church, and talking to young people. We then turned to the work-related practices, and again, we observed hand washing, and we found a substantial increase between the baseline and the final evaluation in hand washing. And I just want to point out that for both the district and the urban health workers, we actually found lower rates of hand washing than of glove use, even though hand washing would seem to be a more accessible prevention strategy, since you are more likely to have soap than you are to have gloves. We also found a significant increase in glove wearing for contamination between baseline and final. We then looked at a total of 11 items that related to respectful interactions, such as respect for modesty, a polite greeting to the family and the client, and an explanation of what was being done. And we found that this increased significantly from the baseline to the final. And I might point out that respectful interaction was generally higher in the rural facilities than it was in the urban facilities at baseline. So they had more room for improvement. We then looked at their use of the opportunity to teach. And again, this is observed. And we found that that, too, increased significantly. So this was scored, yes, if they did any teaching to a client, and we considered it inappropriate if the client was unconscious or in severe pain or there were other reasons why it wouldn't be a good time to teach them. We also were able to look at observed HIV prevention teaching in the hospital study, and we found a quite significant increase in teaching about HIV from baseline to final. So in summary, for these urban health workers, we also found increased knowledge about HIV prevention and improved attitudes regarding less stigmatization or blaming of persons with HIV and more favorable attitudes toward HIV testing and toward use of condoms. We found increased self-efficacy for personal safer sex. And in the personal behavior changes, we found more HIV testing and more communication with partners, but not an increase in the overall risky sexual behaviors, although we did find more involvement in community HIV prevention activities. In terms of their work-related behaviors, we found better practices of universal precautions, including both hand washing and glove wearing. And we found more respectful interactions with clients and more general teaching and HIV-related teaching. However, since the workers did not reduce their sexual behaviors. We think that the emphasis in the intervention on personal behavior needs to change, needs to be strengthened, particularly for hospital workers. We think perhaps we need more discussion in role plays that use specifically urban kinds of situations, and more emphasis within the intervention on personal change as well as workplace change, and perhaps more consistent support for personal HIV prevention in the workplace. We might point out that the rural health workers, where we did see change in behaviors, had a much longer interval between the baseline and the final observation, and perhaps behavior change is simply a process that takes a longer time, that people first talk with their partners and build their self-efficacy to do it, and only then begin to do it. We also would recommend that the peer group intervention be made available for urban workers, because participation can enhance prevention of transmission in the health facility for both the health worker and the client. Workers' personal knowledge, attitudes, and work-related behaviors were improved, and client teaching and respectful interactions were also improved. We also noted anecdotally that there was a lot more support for HIV prevention. Workers talked about it informally. They mentioned encouraging each other to get tested for HIV and that sort of thing. And of course, we'd like to acknowledge our funders once again. Now I right click. That didn't work.